Innisfail, Michelle Andrishik has suddenly resigned as executive director of the Innisfail and District Chamber of Commerce. The 52-year-old award-winning business consultant from Rocky Mountain House was hired last month with great acclaim from the town and Chamber of Commerce, but her time in Innisfail lasted only 2 weeks. She officially began on November 7 but was gone by November 23, the day of the Chamber's annual general meeting, AGM, and business awards. My last day was actually last Monday, November 21. I wrapped up things for the AGM and the business awards, said Andrishik. The municipality and the staff of the municipality and the leadership in the municipality are amazing. I think that they will do amazing things in the future, but for personal reasons, which I'm not willing to disclose, it was not a fit for me. Andrishik said she has returned to Rocky Mountain House to continue the work she had with her own consulting company. I am looking to enjoy the Christmas season with my friends and family, and I wish all the board members and the municipality in the town of Innisfail the very, very best, and I did enjoy my couple of weeks with them, said Andrishik, Kaun. Janice Wing, Innisfail Town Council's representative to the Chamber's board, announced the news of Andrishik's resignation at the end of Council's Agenda and Priorities meeting on November 21. We're back to the drawing board there. However, we are very hopeful we'll have someone in place by January 1, Wing told council members. In a later interview, Wing told the Alberton that she was unable to offer any further details of Andrishak's abrupt resignation. I'm being absolutely candid with you in that I can't give you a reason, other than something happened personally to Michelle in a very short time after she joined us and she just decided to leave. It was a very sudden departure, said Wing. It wasn't caused by the board. It wasn't caused by the organization. Unfortunately, something happened, and she felt compelled to leave. All I can say to you about it is that we have moved forward, added Wing. We have immediately restruck the process and we will have news to share very soon about what happens next. Wing said the Chamber's Board of Directors are meeting this week on the issue of a new executive direction for the organization. There'll be something coming out right after that, said Wing.